Would you turn on the radio?
You're listening to The Lost 45s with Barry Scott.
Do you want to talk?
The Lost 45s is America's largest music and interview library.
Remember the days of the old school yard?
Yusuf Islam, Cat Stevens, about a woman he dated, Carly Simon.
As long as my wife isn't listening, I can say that, yes, we did write a couple of songs about each other.
My first sweet love.
As long as she didn't write "You're So Vain About You," I think you're okay.
Probably.
It started out as a song called "Bless You, Ben."
Being your son, Ben.
And it went, "Bless you, Ben, you came in when nobody else left off."
The 70s and 80s. Andrea True, former porn star. I remember reading somewhere it was soft porn.
No.
So sometimes you saw more and more and more of yourself than you wanted to.
To tell you the truth, yeah, I did.
Hi, this is Jim Weatherly.
Singing the number one hit, Midnight Train to Georgia.
That song was written after a telephone conversation with Farrah Fawcett. She was going to take the midnight plane to Houston.
And you sure don't want to mess around with Jim Croce.
He's a nice person.
Don McLean.
There have been a lot of bastards who've left some really good music, and I'm not sure that it was worth what they did to people. He was not one of them.
And Ingrid Croce.
We were kind of arguing, and early the next morning he came up and sat down on the edge of the bed, waking me with, "I'll have to say I love you" in a song.
The Cowsill family, whose life became the Partridge family on TV.
Which one was supposed to be me?
Tracy, wasn't it?
Tracy.
The little girl with the lobotomy.
The tambourine.
The tambourine.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that was Susan Day.
Oh, your breasts are developing by now.
Hi, I'm Susan Day.
You don't mind talking about that era at all?
Partridge family?
I read somewhere that you really did.
Why do you believe what you read? I don't do interviews anymore because I never print the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Partridge family.
Maybe getting back into some of my old jumpsuits.
Hell no.
You bought Sean Cassidy.
Haven't you run out of Lost 45s by now?
That just keeps going.
Really?
Hello?
Carol King?
Yes?
Welcome to the land of the Lost 45s.
Oh, thank you.
I'm driving through Arizona, and I see this great big sign saying Carefree Highway. There's a song title if I ever saw one.
It certainly wasn't called Freak Out. It was called Blank Off.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Jones.
The most embarrassing thing that happened to me was at a truck stop. Went into the men's room, and these girls ran in after me. And I was in the toilet, and this bloody girl jumped up over the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cher.
People would play tambourines, and you'd walk around, and people were giving you flowers. If I hadn't lived in it, I would never have believed that it existed.
The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour.
We just blew them away, but they didn't know. It was all over for us.
It's the Sonny Comedy Review.
That show almost made me want to vomit.
Well, hi there. It's Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys. Some people say I wrote that song as a tribute to Brian Wilson.
Kiki D.
I met Elvis' daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, when she was 19 in London. She said to me, "I used to hate you." And I said, "Oh, why?" She said, "Because I was in love with Elton John when I was 8 years old."
The new album by Elton John.
He's one of a kind.
Nigel Olsen.
I look forward to Christmas and birthdays. You get some great presents from him.
The Lost 45s features records you never thought you'd hear again.
That's the law of the jungle.
A Rupert Holmes rarity.
It went, "That's the law of the jungle in the school of the street."
It's the law of the jungle.
Sounds like Bad Billy.
I'm Boy George.
You can have a happy life without destroying yourself. Go forward without taking drugs.
Hi, this is Lawrence Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Please welcome Andy Gibb.
Press made it into quite sensational cocaine overdose and all that business from the guy as clean.
How you gonna see me now?
I was writing a song to my wife.
Please don't see me up.
Saying, "You've only known me as Alice Cooper, the alcoholic. I'm gonna come out of this hospital straight. What if I come out and she doesn't like me?"
We think having one of America's finest young groups is most appropriate. The Carpenters, ladies and gentlemen.
Were you aware for a long period that Karen was sick?
Yes, of course. From late 1974 until the end.
I rewrote the words of Seasons in the Sun about a young person dying. They were telling their best friend and their father and their little girl,
"Goodbye to you, my trusted friend."
They're going to have to die.
More than 600 interviews, including Eddie Rabbit, just before his passing away.
I just want to thank everybody out there for thinking about me. It helped my recovery on days when I didn't feel like finding a smile. I found a lot of them in those letters.
I asked this of Ray Stevens, and I'll ask this of you, Rick Dees. Was there a part of you that wanted to be a serious songwriter?
Ray Stevens had something different than I. Well, it's talent.
From Hitsville, USA, Motown Records' Golden Girls, Diane Ross and Mary Wilson.
I would much rather say that Diane and I are great friends.
Isn't there a part of you that just wants to pick up the phone and clear that up?
Yeah, I can't even understand why it's like that.
Well, I usually don't speak about it.
Peter Frampton.
We knew it was going downhill fast. That's about all I'll say about Sergeant Pepper.
He wouldn't come out.
Yvonne Elliman on Eric Clapton's I Shot the Sheriff session.
There was a bunch of chairs that were lined up against the wall. Everybody's going, come on, Eric. And then he said he'd come out if I crawled in there and I gave him a kiss.
The Lost 45s, America's largest music and interview library.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Thanks for being on The Lost 45s, Dr. Hook.
You're very good at what you do.
Boss, hopefully it wasn't too horrible to reminisce.
Not at all, Barry. I enjoyed talking with you.
For people like Barry who still support us and are so nice enough to have us doing radio interviews.
It's a pleasure. David Page of Toto.
We really appreciate it.
You're good, Barry. You're obviously a pro in my business, and I love your homework.
Well, I'm a big fan, Art Garfunkel.
This is how it sounds when it's done right.
Thank you very much, Barry, and I agree with everyone else. You're questions are great questions.
Well, I'm embarrassed to get praise from Smokey Robinson.
Sometimes you are interviewed by people who know absolutely nothing about you. You're great, man, and I appreciate you doing it.
Carol King can party.
And obviously so can Barry Scott.
I'm glad we had this talk.
I'm Barry Scott. Thanks for listening to The Lost 45s. Visit online, lost45.com. That's lost45.com for further information.